Lady Kiki here, as always on a Thursday. I am here. Youth Unplugged, thank you so much for keeping it locked every Thursday, 3 o'clock. This is how we do. We say thank you to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. I have with me Genevieve Gonzague. She is here. Let me tell you, she is relaxed. She is comfortable because this is like not out of her, you know, comfort zone at all. Media, whatever it is. This is like, it's just that she's in a different setting. A different setting today. Good afternoon, Janine. Welcome to RCI Youth Unplugged. How are you?
Hi, Z. Thank you so much. I'm good. I'm really excited to be here. You know, even if I don't look excited, I really am excited.
Michael, you're looking excited. You're giving me vibe. You're giving me energy.
Okay,
and I like
I'm really, really excited. Like you said, different setting. The interviewer becomes the interviewee.
Now, she told me the people that have been watching her, I wouldn't say what some of the things they were saying to her. I say, hey, how is you, my girl? You know I'm on your side.
Right.
So it is, yes, a case of the interviewer becomes the interviewee. Why? Because she is no stranger to media. I could say we can say media colleagues in our own sense.
We are
media colleagues. Genevieve Gonzague. I'm not reading your bio yet. I want you to tell me about you personally. Ooh. I'm not even reading the bio yet. Everybody know media person, you know, from certain media houses, popular media houses. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been affiliated with some of the people more in the city, Sulphur City, this side here. But I want you to, we're going to explain and explore a little more with you on a personal level. That's what Youth Unplugged is for, too, eh? We want to explore the total person.
Okay, so on a personal level, I think I like to say I'm a boring individual, but I don't think my life lends to it. I'm a little bit of a...
I will let you finish because I will have to ask why you say you're a boring individual.
I think I'm a boring individual, but my life does not lend to it. Because once I'm not at work, I'm volunteering somewhere, somehow, doing something that is not very boring. Right? Genevieve Gonzague, the not media person, is...
The boring person. Tell me more. You don't use the word, eh? I am using the word you gave me,
right.
My girl.
The boring person. She loves to stay home. She loves to read, you know. She loves chatting with her friends, but only on the phone. Huh? She does not like to go out. She really doesn't. She doesn't like crowds.
Okay.
But she's also a lover of children, anything community-related, anything youth-related. So you could find her somewhere outside in a crowd, even though she doesn't like it.
Okay.
Yeah?
You said you like to read. Before we go a little more, what do you like to read?
Fiction. Yes, lots of fiction. Because I think my real life already lends to too much facts.
Facts. And
right?
Real life.
So I like to get away.
Oh,
when
it's
I'm...
your getaway.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I love to, you know, read a little bit of romance. I love romance. And I love rom-coms as well. So even if I'm not reading, I'm probably watching Netflix.
Oh.
Although I don't watch romance stuff on Netflix, I like investigative stuff. So you'll catch me watching Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, CSI, Law and Order, that type of thing.
She was looking How to Get Away with Murder. Okay. I would like to say, based on that, I believe you do have an investigative mind. I wonder where she get that from. She's in the media. Anyway. I mean, Genevieve and I, we cool. We cool like that. All right. Where are you right now? Remember I tell you I'm not reading it yet. I know when I'll read it.
Okay.
Where are you right now? Because you were way more in the media. Not that you're not there right now, but
you've taken a
different role.
Okay, so I've not taken a step back from media. I only do it for community purposes now. Mm-hmm. So right now, I moved from the city and I went down to the Sulphur City, which is where I'm from. Mm-hmm. So now I am the corporate communications officer of the Sufra Regional Development Foundation.
Correct.
Of course, we do everything Sufra. We hold the patrimony of our pitons and the Sulphur Springs. So, you know, if you're wondering what we do, we manage these sites. We have the Sulphur Springs, the pitons, the viewing points, a comfort center, and a radio station, which, of course, I still do the news for. So I've not taken a step back from media. I'm just doing it for my community. Now,
when I said step back, how do I put this? You know, when you in, do I say mop?
Mainstream.
That's the word. Let me tell you, you're my media colleague for nothing, you know. More mainstream. We've affiliated with more of the, I don't want to say bigger.
The glitz and glam.
No, glitz and glam. Mm-hmm. And then I went through that myself because I transitioned from one point in time from TV to radio. And then everybody's like, where you?
I still get that question.
Yes.
It's been 2 years and I still get that question. I'm like, I'm here.
We're just in a different...
In a different capacity.
Okay, so how do you feel about your job? How do you feel about what you do?
I really love it. I've always wanted to work for home. Unfortunately, when I just left school, it was not possible.
Okay.
So once I saw the opportunity, I'm like... There is my golden ticket back home. So I really love it. And like my bio says, I'm really into youth development and community development.
Very much so, people.
It affords me the opportunity to continue doing what I love in media, but also looking at how I could develop my community.
Right.
So really satisfied for now until I decide to make a change again.
Until you decide to make a change again.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
We're dynamic people, so who knows? I might want to become the prime minister next. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm voting for you, Michael. I am voting for you. What I want to know, next 5 years, where are you feeling yourself? Have you seen yourself that far?
Okay, 5 years from now.
Because I'm pretty sure 5 years ago, I mean, we make the plans, eh?
And they don't always happen.
You would have been here like this, you'd be like, nope. That's not what I had in mind, but it happened. But
in all honesty, 5 years ago, I was so shy. If somebody said you were going to be in media, I would say you're lying.
Wait. Okay, they tapped into something here. Let's go into that before we go into the 5 years. You were shy, Sherry?
I was very shy.
As in the shy you and I know, like S-H-Y?
Yes.
Shy.
Crazy that you would not look at me now and feel like, shut no.
Amazing how you know time does things.
Right? You meet people or like you go through things and it's like, wait, I can do that. So let me see if I could give you a little, you know, short version of what happened.
Okay.
In 2019, there was this lady from my community, Mrs. Prosper, big up her. She was like, you know what, you should do a pageant. And I'm like, me? Do a pageant? Never. You will never live to see that happen. She bugged me and bugged me and bugged me until I did it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it so you could stop asking me. I did it.
Oh, you did it for her to stop asking you?
I did it. I was like, if I don't do this...
I need to get rid of this bugaboo. Let me just go on stage and the lights and the cameras and the action.
So I did it. And then at that time, I was working in insurance.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, I've had a very diverse career.
I realize.
I've done a lot of things. I've had a lot of different
experiences.
I'm
doing very good at pretending I don't know.
So once that pageant was over, during that pageant actually, I met my now mentor, Mrs. Lovely St. Amy Joseph.
Right, right.
And
say hello to Lovely.
Hi, Lovely. So I met Mrs. Joseph, and I remember seeing she gave us some training and whatnot. And after the pageant, I remember meeting her on a bus. And she was like, so how did it go and whatnot? I told her, well, it was an okay experience, but I got best interview. Maybe one day I could be like you. It was a joke. It was a joke. Fast forward a couple of months, the same lady who asked me to do the pageant, she's like, I give somebody your name and your number, they're going to call you, do it. I'm like, okay.
And lo and behold.
Lovely. Lovely call. So I'm like, wait, but no, I have a job, I really like my job, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But my mentor was like, you know
the
what?
Job just... was the insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She was like, just try it, you might like it. I'm like, I will not like it. I'm going to have to speak to people. I'm going to have to be on TV. I will not like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I ended up loving it. So, I just
transformed. So, that's a soufflé.
Complete transformation.
That was the soufflé.
Yes.
Carnival.
It was Fort Saint-Jacques, actually. It was a community pageant.
Community. Right, yes. Right.
It was a community pageant.
Okay.
Yeah. Fast forward to 5 years and here I am.
So then you did that, then you entered media.
Yeah.
And then the rest is history.
History.
Wow. Wow. They always tell you, never say never, you know. Say never.
I said I would not like it, ended up loving it.
Clearly, you're in a totally different... realm right now. I mean, if you had to tell me that and I didn't know, I'd say, what you trying?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's before we take a quick break again to recognize our sponsors, Michael St. Lucia. 5 years from now, we're going to set it in motion.
All right. 5 years from now, I would like to have already gotten my degree. I'm working on that.
In
Zinita, if I told you
it's the way
that I wish I could do 10 degrees at once. There are so many things that I want to do in this life.
Relax, my girl. Relax.
We're going to settle for either mass communications or international relations. And we'll do minors in other things, probably gender development or, you know, something like that. But the majors are going to be international relations.
Youth, I don't know what is it?
Really?
Tell me.
Really?
What do you mean that youth already?
No. Here's what I think in life. I'm like, okay, there are certain things I already have the experience in, so that will hold up, right? If I want to do my degree and, you know, take it a step further, I should do it in something that's, you know, going to propel me even further. Not just something I like, but something I know that's going to take me so
much further. Because you said you want
further.
To do 100 degrees. So I'm just looking like, okay.
I could do youth development. Something
somewhere
youth development
along the line
related.
Of your 100 degrees. I could see not far down the line. Youth something. No, mass communication. Oh, play. That's a no-brainer.
Well,
I don't know, Brina. Of course, but you know, is as you say, you want to do 100 degrees.
You think I should add that
or
in
minor,
there,
or you know?
But I'm looking at either mass comms or international relations.
I love it for you. I love it for you, Michael. I love it. Yes. In whatever way possible, I can. RCI can. Whoever can. Bianca St. Lucia can.
I love that.
You like it?
Love it. I hope they're listening.
We are going to support you in whatever way we can. I'm saying that, but then I'm throwing it out there. I'm putting it out there.
And we're accepting it.
We're claiming it and we decree and declare.
Amen.
People, we are going to take a very quick break because, of course, we have to support our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. Again, thank you so much for being there for Youth Unplugged.
Dream big, make it your own. Home Sweet gets you any style of home.
Unlock your home's potential with BOSL's Home Flex Equity line of credit. Set up an Airbnb, chase your travel dreams, or start a side hustle. Access up to 80% of your home's value. A $75,000 BOSL Visa credit card and home improvement discounts. Terms apply. Act now.
BOSL. 101 number 1 FM.
If you're looking for sweetness to put inside a basket, I am the holy, holy, holy blinking market.
As I said, very short break, recognizing again our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you so much.
They really are all the bank you need.
You need. Absolutely. So I am going to take the opportunity now to read very quickly before we head back into questions. And it will allow Geneve to touch base with her fans. Let me see. Hey, let me tell you, they have Essa Louise, Nicole Harrell, Nicole Harrell says, yes, baby. Brenda Conwell says, far from being boring, she loves Karen. Thank you. My girl, they give the files on you. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you. Thank you. I think no, I see Edisa Hippolyte. I have met Edisa because Edisa was part of a project I did in terms of cyber security and stuff, and she was a part of that.
Remember, I covered it.
Yes, I covered it. Thank you so much for coming up there, my girl. It was fun. We had fun, eh?
We did. At Bell Show. I even got stranded.
Yep. You didn't get that stranded.
I mean, waited. They had me waiting. They had me waiting.
There was food.
Well, there was. Amazing. It was delicious. It was
delicious. Rochelle is there. Hey, Rochelle, the non-Budzel girl, is here. I said it. You did not have to go into her file. Rochelle, who's a former media colleague. She's a former media colleague, but has worked, with Geneve, as well as lovely Jessica Forbes.
Oh, Jessica is my Trini babe. Oh, she's a darling.
Hey, they say Jesso. Rochelle said Jesso.
Because you did not have to expose her files. Hey.
No, you just a little crusty because they exposed your files about karaoke. Sister said she's boring. Although there are some people that say karaoke
is boring.
So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
So the karaoke is part of a community event?
Okay, Zinita, you got me there.
No, but Brenda is helping me out there. Brenda, I like you. You expose her. It's good.
Okay.
Sister, okay, maybe it was... I'm going to give my girl the benefit of the doubt. She will not come here and deceive us. She probably karaoke once. You know,
I think I'm a youth development... initiative.
Community initiative.
I said, I think I'm boring. You know, I think
Let me say hello to Burns, but I need to say, Burns, so you know how we'll do.
She's crying.
Let me tell you why I'm crying, because Jimmy and I, we cool, we good like that. Let me tell you, the way they expose you, they make... Geneve Gonzag is a dedicated communications practitioner and passionate youth and community development enthusiast. Born and raised in Boisden. That's D'INDA. Youth Unplugged is about educating people there. So Boisden, a community in Fort-Saint-Jacques, Souffre. She has devoted her life to uplifting and empowering the youth in her hometown and across her country, even if it's karaoke. Currently, she serves as a corporate communications officer for the Suffred Regional Development Foundation, SRDF. Geneve brings her experience as a former journalist to her role, where she works tirelessly to promote the initiatives and progress of her community. Her commitment to community development is unwavering, and she actively seeks opportunities to contribute to the growth and well-being of her surroundings. Genevieve loves to volunteer in her downtime, giving back. She has to put aside the books and watching the Get Away with Murder series, and she ensures that she helps the community. That shape, before y'all know it, she might be in crime solving. But anyway, Genevieve loves to volunteer in her downtime, giving back to the community that shaped her. She also enjoys reading, watching her favorite shows, and catching up with friends, making the most of her moments away from her professional responsibilities. Her dedication to her community is matched by her enthusiasm for continuous learning and connection, which she believes are key to making a lasting impact. And might I add, I would like to say, and I'm not being biased, that I do believe that you are impactful, Genevieve.
Oh, thank you, Z.
So, just a straight question and out of the thing, because I like to, again, mm-hmm. I like to tap into the personal side. What's your favorite color?
It's actually blue.
Blue, why?
I have no idea. It just looks great on me, so I'm like, this is my color.
Oh, just because it looks...
It looks great on me, so I'm like...
Any shade of blue or just...
Any shade of blue, because they all look great on me.
I was going to say baby blue, navy blue, royal blue.
They all look great on me.
Cerulean blue, like part of the flag, but it looks great on her, sis. I agree with you. What's your favorite food to eat?
I'm actually not a foodie.
What?
Yeah. I'm actually not a foodie.
You're not a foodie?
No. Oh, well, see why blue is my favorite color also? See?
Yeah, sister has a blue nails. You are not a
I'm
foodie.
Not a foodie. But I love snacks.
Like?
Like gummy bears. I love everything gummy and chewy.
Okay. So even if you're not a foodie, there's not an actual food that you would actually want?
I like dumplings.
Oh, you like dumplings. Okay, all right.
And just to piece Rochelle off, I eat the butzel. Just to piece Rochelle off.
Let's hold on. We have to make the high five. On the camera.
Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Rochelle. Okay, we want to explain that the butzel is the part of the wing, the end part, which they want to say, Rochelle says is crippled. So, yeah, we tag up on that right mm-hmm. here, right now, on live radio on the People Airwaves. Rochelle, hi again.
Yes. Oh, but, so, apart from being boring... My bio was missing a little bit of information that I didn't want to put in there.
Oh, your words.
Not just that, Z. Youth development.
I was going to come to that, but okay, youth development. Yes. Which is why I said in terms of your degrees, I would expect somewhere like on like the third one or the 25th one. But
the third one?
Yeah, the third
one. Okay. I will keep that in mind when I'm doing my 101 degrees.
Yes.
I'm the outgoing public relations officer of mm-hmm. the Sufra Youth and Sports Council. You know, they're very dear to my heart.
Yes.
And I'm also the PRO of the National Youth Council.
Oh, there we go.
So, you know.
She left that out in her bio.
I really am
everything. I realize that, like I said, I'm playing like I don't know. I was about to say, hey, that leave more things for me to ask about.
I really am about everything youth and community development.
And that is very inspiring. We need dedicated persons like yourself. Not to go straight too much into the negative side, but there are a lot of things happening on the social front, we mm-hmm. know, that has been troubling for everyone across the board. So if we have more people like you, hands-on, on the ground...
And we're trying.
Then
we're
looking to see things improve more and more. Again... to Genevieve. Thank you so much. Okay, so awards.
Oh my.
If you see sis dress. Let me tell you, I need to talk to Fire because I want during my interviews to collect pictures on people and they don't even know I have them and then just put them up. See sis dress. Talk to us about your awards.
which one? The latest one?
Yes, let's go to the latest one and then we'll go back to the hundreds of thousands of others.
All right, so I am the 2022... how do I say it? I hold the award for most outstanding youth in media for 2022.
Yes, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first coming out of COVID, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the latest one.
Because it was 2021.
Yeah, into 2022, yeah. But we had the ceremony in 2023.
Yeah, we're starting to have crowds.
Yes.
Mass gatherings again. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so like that's basically it. Everything else is school related, community related. I'm a youth researcher. That's cool. That's really cool. It's a really cool thing that most people don't know.
But she should be surprised that I brought up youth development.
I'm
as
a youth
one of
researcher
her 100
for
degrees.
World Education. Well, with World Education and USAID.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we just did a little project where we went into the schools to talk about technology, see the mm-hmm. use of it, how they use it, how they could improve it, not just for the students but for the teachers as well.
Lovely.
So that was a really cool initiative to be a part of. Oh, I'm a mentor. That's not an award, but I'm a mentor. I really mm-hmm. love that as well about me. The group that I'm a mentor in is called Inspire Me, and we come from Soufre.
Right.
We cater to young people between the ages of 12 and 17. So that would be like your secondary school.
Yes,
journey.
Yes.
So we try our best to teach them soft skills. But those who are underprivileged, mm-hmm. we try to take them under our wings. From everything from etiquette to like grooming, having fun. We do tie-dye with them. We do that with Inspire Me. We're also well known for our women's symposium. Every year we try to put on a women's symposium.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have one this year, but it'll come back next year.
Okay.
So maybe you'll be there, although it's in Soufre. You'll be there, hopefully.
I would like to announce nobody take with me.
Soufre is our favorite place.
Soufre is actually one of my favorite districts on the top of my list.
I mean, and we know why. We know why.
Yes.
Soufre is the best. Okay. The views are amazing and the people are even more
amazing. I try not to avoid too much maple.
I mean, come on, Zinita.
I mean, I said it. Let's move on quick.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think they heard us.
Yes. Okay. Brenda Conwell says, Genevieve came to the interview or to serve? Your people there.
Wow.
You will handle accordingly.
What? I'm fine with that, right? I have the most amazing village. And like, my village are like, you know, my friends,
mm-hmm.
my sister, because I can guarantee you, she was the first one to comment on this live. I can guarantee it.
We're going to look for it. Who's that?
The Essa Louise that you spoke of in the...
Oh, Essa Louise.
Yes.
That's
my big sister.
Oh, that's your
biggest
big
fan.
Sister.
She's my biggest fan.
I can see that.
But
because that's a lot of comments. Let me say hello to Alexia Alcindor. Awesome. Well done, hon. Yes. Rochelle say drop her shit. Anyway, that's
all. We'll deal with that after. I'm really, really thankful for my village. Sometimes when I feel like, I don't think I can do this, they're like, of course you can.
Yes,
what would make you think you can't do it?
That's the purpose.
Yeah, so
of
like,
them.
Big up my girls.
So
lovely,
doing what
Rochelle, Kyla, Charisse, my sister. You know all the girls that I met at SALCC? We have like, you know, a little southern clique.
Mm-hmm.
Big up them.
Lovely. And it's nice to see that outside of school that you all have continued.
Yeah, we continued with our relationship. My niece, oh my God, I have a niece that people think is my sister, or probably my child,
okay.
or my best friend. But she's all in one. Like, this child has so much faith in me.
How old is she?
She's 19.
Okay, well, there you go. Somebody
she has
inspiring
so
another
much
person.
Faith in me that I don't think I cannot not do it.
So you just cannot.
I just
disappoint
cannot. I cannot
that
disappoint.
Kind of energy.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I understand that. I could feel that. So we're going to wrap up. My last question really is your final words to youth that you're in it with Youth Unplugged. People who are in this time of what's going on, socially, crime, everything, Just some quick words.
I'm so glad you brought up crime.
Inspire and to motivate. What you said?
I'm so glad you brought up crime. So, shameless plug. The St. Lucia National Youth Council, in about a week, will host a national consultation on crime, violence, and youth development.
Yeah, I want in on that.
Right, so we're in the process of getting everything together. We're inviting the ministers, all stakeholders, so we could find feasible ways to deal with what we're seeing on the ground. Don't worry, Z, your invitation is there. Right. It will be sent to you. Mm-hmm. But of course, it will be held in Sufre because, you know, we're trying to decentralize everything.
Okay.
You know how the ministers are always talking about decentralizing. The youth have taken it into their own hands and we're decentralizing ourselves.
Beautiful. I like it.
So on Saturday 21st, we're hoping to have an amazing conversation. We need to find ways to bridge the various gaps that we're seeing. We're looking at programs that have worked and how we could continue, you know, building on them or introducing new practices.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really excited. It's a lot to put together, a lot of sleepless nights,
but
I cannot wait for September 21st.
Sitting here, I just feel her energy. I'm not telling her that. I'm feeling her energy.
What our young people have to say. So I'm really excited.
The energy is amazing.
But what I want to say to all young people
is
that there is no such thing as you cannot do it. Right? I take myself as an example because people will say, oh, you know, a little country girl, or you know, you're from so far, or, you know, you come from such and such family. There is no such thing as you cannot do it. If I had to listen to that, I would not be where I am.
Not just that. You, they came to you to do the patch, and then what you say? Me?
That's actually exactly what I said. With that fish.
That's it.
With that facial expression. That is exactly what I said.
Okay.
But there is no such thing as a dream too small. I think if you can dream of it, that means it already belongs to you. You just have to work towards it. So when I become prime minister, I hope everybody knows that I had dreamt of it and I became it. Okay?
And I'm also live on air saying that I will be footing for you.
As you should. Listen. The amount of campaign managers that I already have.
You have a director. Board of directors for campaigning.
Okay.
All right.
And I am guaranteed to win because
I'm there.
The individuals on my team do not play.
Okay, I'm there.
I'm there.
Thank you so much, Genevieve, for coming on Youth Unplugged today, sharing with us your experience. Again, motivating, inspirational. You are involved on the ground with youth. And it's nice to know, not just because it's not just cash trees grows today, but what's happening down on the West Coast, West Side. We are happy for that. We continue to, in whatever way we can, support, which includes I have to be invited on that Saturday.
Right.
In whatever way we can support, always reach out. RCI, myself, Lady Kiki, we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. And I will be holding you to that because we do need the support.
Yes.
We need all the support that we could get.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be reaching out. I'll keep that in mind.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys. And thank you, Marcus and Lucia. We head on to the break and we get back to Marine and DJ Play giving us some serious vibes on an afternoon.